there's good news for all of us who've ever been slugged with a hefty credit card surcharge, and I think that probably is all of us. If you shop online, you maybe buy an airline ticket, take a cab, I mean any number of places really, you shouldn't pick out one or two. These sort of surcharges, these big surcharges, will be banned under new legislation to be brought in by the Turnbull government. As we were discussing earlier with the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, the new rules form part of the government's response to the Financial Systems Inquiry, which recommended that merchants be forced to limit credit and debit card surcharges to the cost of processing the transaction, typically around a mere 0.5%. Surcharges at present can run as high as 20 times that amount. Alan Kirkland is the CEO of the consumer advocacy group Choice. Alan Kirkland, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
If it goes through, will this change end what the Treasurer calls profiteering by business?
I think it will, because for the first time we're actually going to have really clear requirements set out in law, and we're going to have a regulator who's got the ability to crack down on excessive surcharges. At the moment we've actually got rules that say that merchants shouldn't charge excessive surcharges. They were introduced by the RBA, but nobody has the power to enforce them. So, you know, the rules are there, but businesses, including quite big businesses, are actively flouting them.
It's pretty hard. I mean, the ACCC, I think, will be charged with enforcing them, but that's going to be hard, isn't it? Because there is no set amount. We don't know what the charge should be, do we?
We don't, and that's one of the problems with the current system. And it's even hard for some merchants, because the actual cost to a business might be made up of a monthly charge for their credit card facilities plus a per transaction charge. And particularly for small businesses, it's pretty hard to work that out.
So it's not a processing charge, Alan, is it? It's a charge per dollar on the credit card. It's not a charge for what it costs for them to actually, you know, do the processing of those credit card transactions.
No, so it's basically, it's the fees that the business pays in order to have credit card facilities. And so usually that's a combination of some sort of fixed fee, it might say be a monthly fee, and some per transaction fees, which are usually on a percentage basis, and that percentage might change depending on the volume of transactions. So it is fairly complex, but that's exactly why we should give it to the ACCC, because the ACCC has the power to go into Qantas and get the information around how much it's actually costing Qantas across the year and look at whether the level of surcharges is unreasonable. And in reality, the ACCC will go after those big businesses that are clearly breaking the existing rules in our view, and that will set an example for everybody else.
You mentioned Qantas there, and I raised the notion of the airlines because there's a lot of, it's very unpopular, a lot of consumers complain long and loud about these flat credit card fees charged by the airlines. But beyond that, what's some of the more egregious examples of excessive credit card surcharging that Choice has come across?
Well, besides the airlines, we should single out Virgin as well as Qantas. Cab charge is the other clear culprit. So the 10% surcharge on credit card transactions in taxis is way beyond what it costs cab charge to process those. We've seen the state governments in Victoria and New South Wales step in and cap that at 5%. We would say that's probably still too high. And obviously consumers in other states are still paying the 10%. So cab charge is one of the other really big culprits. And you're obviously stuck, you know. You often catch a taxi late at night. You haven't got cash, probably for very good reasons. Your only option is to use a credit card.
MasterCard commissioned research last year that showed Australians pay around $1.6 billion a year in surcharges. Now, to be real, that's not all going to be handed back to customers, is it? Won't business simply absorb that charge by increasing prices?
Well, look, it'll be interesting to see. We'll be watching very closely, particularly areas like the airlines, to see what happens to prices. There's maybe a parallel in the abolition of the carbon tax, where when the carbon tax came in, we saw airlines increase their fares. And then when it was abolished, they said, oh, you know, we can't afford to cut them. I think we'll see a bit of gouging when this is removed. But in a way, that would still put consumers in a better situation, because if when you're looking at a price, you see the real price advertised and you know what it's going to cost, then that's much better than looking at something, shopping around, selecting it based on price, and then having a surcharge whacked on it.
Except if you're one of those consumers who never's used a credit card and you're going to end up paying more.
Well, you may pay marginally more, but that's happening in some businesses now. And I guess small businesses, because the current approach is so hard to apply, in many cases, small businesses are actually absorbing all the costs and spreading them across their customers because it's simply easier. So I think this will simplify the system and it should be better for consumers overall.
It's 22 minutes to nine. Our guest is Alan Kirkland, Chief Executive of Choice, Consumer Group Choice. One of the biggest critics of the current situation actually led a campaign to ban surcharges, responsible responsible for thousands of submissions to the Murray Financial Systems Inquiry on this issue, says the government's regulations still don't go far enough. They don't impose a complete ban on surcharges, which is also, I think, what MasterCard says. There should be no surcharge at all. And they also don't touch those infuriating surcharges on, for instance, transactions done abroad when you use your credit card on an overseas trip. Could the government have done more? Should the government have done more, in your view?
Look, it's a tricky area. I mean, MasterCard would love to have no surcharges because that would mean people would use credit cards more and MasterCard would make a lot more money. So it's not a surprising position for them to take. I guess the problem with having no surcharges is that it does actually cost businesses quite a lot to take transactions from some sorts of cards. So if you're a consumer that has a high rewards card, then that costs a lot more for the bank to provide, and it actually costs the merchant more to process transactions on that card.
So what's an examples of those cards?
Any of those cards that promise lots of reward points that you can cash out for shopping vouchers or airlines, or they typically come with higher interest rates, higher annual fees, and they offer lots of rewards, but they actually cost a lot more to process in the system. And if you remove surcharges, what you get is the people who aren't using credit cards or who are using low-rate cards end up subsidising the people with the rewards cards. So you end up with these sort of funny cross-subsidies across the system which aren't fair.
And just very briefly, Alan, on another element of this, the review of the super system, the government wants to inject more competition and choice into the default super system, bringing down fees, they say. Do you welcome this?
We think the government's approach is really sensible. What they're really saying is it should be looked at by the Productivity Commission. We think that's smart because it takes a lot of the ideological debate away. What we need is calm economic analysis on what's going to deliver the lowest fees and the best return for consumers, and the Productivity Commission is the best body to look at that.
All right, Alan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Alan Kirkland is the Chief Executive of the Consumer Group Choice.